missing anything real. My money ran out again. I might need to take a break from the women.
I'm your host, Donald Roberge, here on CJLO 1690 AM Radio in Montreal and at CJLO.com. And off the top, you heard the incredible song Nature Man by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador-based musical artist Kelly McMichael from her 2024 LP, After the Sting of It. McMichael's record was recently added to the long list for the 2025 Polaris Prize, a prestigious award that's given out for the best Canadian album based exclusively on artistic merit. And dare I say the jury got it right with this one. McMichael's record is an emotional and empowering journey with twists and turns that keep listeners fully engaged. It's explosive, but it's also serene. It's sharp, but it's muted in a way. And frankly, I see a lot of the rock in it. Much like the sheep laurel and Labrador tea that we see and smell along its rocky shores, After the Sting of It disarms you with its beauty, but make no mistake, that enchantment comes from a lifetime of weathering extremely harsh elements. So do yourselves a favor, stream that record, listen to Kelly McMichael's work, and congratulations to her for the recognition. So we're in full Montreal summer mode here at Eastern Promises, with festivals in full swing, the occasional crazy thunderstorm, and with moving day behind us. I've got some show announcements this hour, and some great new releases to get to, including music from PEI vocalist Dee Dee Austin and St. John, New Brunswick rockers Candy Heart. But let's get things going with new music by Halifax-based R&B vocalist Jupiter Rain. This is Ride.
Can you feel?
Welcome back to Eastern Promises here at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial and at CJLO.com, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, and before the break you heard the song Gin, a new single by PEI brothers William and Nicholas Morrison, aka Green Eyes Witch Hands. They're an experimental indie project who recently played at Quai des Brumes on July the 3rd in support of their new album called The Lumberyard, set to be released on July 11th. They'll also be holding a double album release party along with Halifax band Fencing, and that'll be at Halifax's Seahorse Tavern on July the 10th. Joining them for that will be folk rockers The Culls and DJ Kneesplit. That's $12 for that one, and you can find details by visiting Green Eyes Witch Hands' Instagram feed. And before that, I played the song Ride, new music by Halifax-based R&B singer and songwriter Jupiter Rain from her recently released record called Jupiter's Dreams. Originally from Montreal, Jupiter Rain was born Thedra Gray, the daughter of prominent Montreal community leader Daryl Gray. She relocated to Nova Scotia to pursue her career, and it's been working out, being awarded the 2024 Single of the Year by the African Nova Scotia Music Association. She's also on the roster at this year's Halifax Jazz Festival, happening from July 15th to the 20th, and you can find out more by visiting halifaxjazzfestival.ca. You can also find Jupiter's Dreams on streaming platforms everywhere. St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador hard rock band Dread Method has a new EP out called Burn Me Down. Here's a track off it. This is Sands of Time.
Make sorry, baby, you had your chance. Can't take it back. This red, red heart is kettle black. I'm over that, and I move on to someone I can trust.
Yeah, that was the song Somebody New, the latest by vocal powerhouse Dee Dee Austin from the Abegwe First Nation on PEI. She recently blew the judges' socks off on last season's Canada's Got Talent, receiving the Golden Buzzer for a powerful rendition of her original song Buried Truth. She was also nominated for an East Coast Music Award in the Indigenous Artist of the Year category and opened for Blue Rodeo at their Canada Day concert in Summerside, PEI. So not a bad year for Miss Austin so far, and we can expect to hear more from this rising star, I'm sure. And before that, I played the song Sands of Time by St. John's Newfoundland and Labrador rock outfit Dread Method. That's from their recently released debut EP called Burn Me Down. No word if they'll be performing at this year's Heavy Newfoundland Fest, which will be taking place from July 24th to the 27th. Tickets for passes have been made available for the festival, though, which takes place in both Cornerbrook and St. John's, and they're slowly revealing their lineup, which includes St. John's power trio Kicker, Newfoundland metal legends Jigger, and friends of the show Paranoia out of Lark Harbor. This, their third edition, promises to be pretty stacked, so you can keep tabs on who else will be performing by visiting Heavy NFLD's meta profiles. Here's an inspired cover. This is Halifax rock band Lizard the Bird with their take on a 60s French pop classic. This is Laisse tomber les filles.
Thank you.
That's Halifax's DJ Raven Storm with the song Slow Dance 140 from their 2024 record Eclecticism. They'll be part of the lineup at this year's edition of Vibrancy Fest happening on August 22nd and 23rd. That's Halifax's largest electronic music festival organized by local DJ Cloverdale, and it'll be happening once again at Halifax's Citadel. That's right, the famous fort that overlooks the city. The full lineup is out now and general passes are on sale. You can get the details by visiting vibrancylabel.com. And before that, I played new music by Halifax rockers Lizard the Bird. That was an imaginative cover of France Gall's 1964 pop hit Laisse tomber les filles, a song written by Serge Gainsbourg, naturally. You can find that on their upcoming EP called Something in the Water, the follow-up to their debut EP First Clutch, released last year. And this isn't your average follow-up EP, it's a story of sheer determination. Lizard the Bird were involved in a serious road accident while touring for First Clutch, badly hurting themselves and prompting a change in personnel. So it's remarkable that they've recorded and released Something in the Water when other bands would call it a day, and a testament to the power of perseverance. Something in the Water will be made available on July 23rd. So we're now July, which means August is around the corner, and that means the Area 506 Festival in St. John, New Brunswick is only a few weeks away. Acadian pop artists Bay are on the roster to play that weekend. Here they are with Susie.
Samedi soir, y'a rien à faire à Inkerman. Y'a une grosse lumière l'autre bout de la rue qui s'allume. M'en va la voir comme on embarque dans un rêve. Y'a ben de boucan, y'a ben de la femme. Ça sent la sueur. Si en avant y'a de quoi qui se passe, je pense à ma femme. Mais y'a rien que je peux faire, de rideau sourd devant ma face. Voleuse de cœur, dame de pique, elle connaît la game. Jambe de l'enfer, le regard vide. Baby, what's your name?
Les poches vides, pis le cœur aussi. La lumière s'éteint sur ma petite vie. On va me coucher dans le grand désert, à côté de ma femme.
growing older. I never managed to stop breathing, despite trying every single weekend. I fell in love and got broken hearted. I got poison.
That was Gods, new music by St. John, New Brunswick rock band Candy Heart from their recently released debut record Cry for Help, available on the major streaming platforms. They just played Baba's Lounge in PEI on July the 4th and recently opened for The Trues as part of the Area 506 Waterfront Concert Series in St. John, which is where the upcoming Area 506 Festival will be held from August 1st to the 3rd. The lineup is seriously impressive. You can check it out at area506.ca, and among the acts will be Bay, whose 2019 single Susie I played before. That song's got a great summer vibe to it, and the Acadian pop band Petit Rocher New Brunswick will also be performing around Eastern Quebec this month. You can find their tour dates by visiting baymusique, that's musique.com. The other New Brunswick festival the first weekend of August is, of course, Sappy Fest, happening down the Trans-Canada from St. John in Sackville. An intrepid music lover could easily take in both. These guys will be there. This is Sackville band Snake Noise with The Way You're Wired.
Just a stroll in the river, a fort. gem was found, but not one of realm, no, not one of gold. But a lass that took fancy to a boy on his own. Crossing the bridges to St. Mary's Church, they could see the old city just round from the porch. A courting on Sundays under Dad's watchful eye, but now the whole town's gone, replaced by a sky. All the stories are grand, like the river was wide. How I miss all my days on the hills of Southside. The rumble of rails crossing under our feet, through the colorful valley, our two tops will beat. Just to lay in the sun and lunch on the strand, a journey back home, always made hand in hand. Will they pay?
That was Southside Hills of Home by the award-winning Newfoundland singer, composer, and teacher Mary Barry from her 2013 record Legendary. She'll be performing at the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival happening from July 11th to the 13th at Bannerman Park in St. John's. And some sad news, this year's edition of the nearly 50-year-old festival will likely be its last, as the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society will be ceasing operations due to a lack of funding they were relying on from Arts NL, the province's art council. According to Executive Director Julie Voigt, the withdrawal of funding is mostly due to organizational mismanagement, and it would take private investment or else public support to stay operating. So it remains to be seen if the festival is back in 2026, but in the meantime, you can check out the details for this year's edition at nlfolk.com. And before Mary Barry, you heard the song The Way You're Wired by Sackville, New Brunswick alternative rock band Snake Noise. That's from their 2022 self-titled EP. They'll be performing at this year's Sappy Fest happening in Sackville, New Brunswick on August 1st to the 3rd. Their final lineup has officially been released, and as always, it's especially eclectic, with artists like Halifax's Jamila and popular Montreal band Teke Teke set to perform. You can see who'll be playing by checking out sappyfest.com. You're listening to Eastern Promises at CJLO 1690 AM on the radio dial and at cjlo.com. I'm Donald Roberge. Halifax alt-rock power trio Hobo Aquarium have released their debut album called Boy Girl Man. Though alt-rock is more of a parasol than an umbrella term for the variety of genres represented on this record, here's a track off it. This is If It Dies.
Sometimes the worst is all you've had, but that's all right, you keep it there to remind you. The hand is not the one who wears the glove, but that's all right, you wear it to remind you. If it dies, then all you've got to show is what you're given. And if it dies, then in the end, all will be talk about love, and it's all right, it's always there to remind you.
That was a song called The Vendome, live music by legendary PEI Celtic musician Richard Wood. He released it as a single in June from his latest record, Richard Wood Live 2, An Evening of Celtic Music, evidently a follow-up to an earlier record called Richard Wood Live. It's a good problem when you have enough quality material for a second album. But anyway, Richard Wood will be one of the performers at this year's Rollo Bay Fiddle Festival, their 49th year, happening from July 18th to the 20th in Rollo Bay PEI, which sounds like a great time if you're lucky enough to be in PEI this summer. And you can find more information at rollobayfiddlefest.ca. And before that, you heard the song If It Dies by Halifax alternative rock band Hobo Aquarium from their newly released debut record called Boy Girl Man. A really strong record, I'd like to add, with a diverse selection of musical styles you just don't know where it's going to take you, to be honest. You can stream Boy Girl Man easily online. We're wrapping things up here on Eastern Promises, and a reminder that you can find tonight's playlist by visiting the Eastern Promises show page at cjlo.com or by my Instagram handle at @EasternPromisesCJLO. There you'll find my link tree with a link to the playlist. I wanted to acknowledge the celebrated Rankin family who were honored at the Cape Breton Music Hall of Fame Gala held 2 weeks ago. The ceremony, which took place at Centre 200 in Sydney, Nova Scotia, also added Bruce Guthrow and Donnie Campbell to an already exclusive group of Cape Breton giants like Rita McNeil and the Men of the Deeps. In the 10 years that they recorded together, the family from Mabou, Jimmy, John Morris, Cookie, Raylene, and Heather Rankin left an indelible mark on both East Coast and Canadian music, and a legacy passed on to new generations of Rankins who are now carrying the torch, not to mention the innumerable number of fans and artists who were touched and inspired by their harmonies and their world-class musicianship. From their 1995 record Endless Seasons, here is the Rankin family with Eyes of Margaret. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
When morning comes to me, I see the eyes of Margaret. I see she'll come.